Good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, it's glad to be here today.
Yes.
I'd rather be here than in jail.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. You'd be surprised how many people before they said so they'd rather be in jail. If you hadn't rather be here than in jail, you need help.
Amen.
And we're the ones that can help you. Look at someone and say, it's not too late for me. Hallelujah. God has something good for me today. Are you ready for it? Now, I didn't say I had something good. I said God has something good for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. How many of you know that God is truth and devil is a liar and everybody else is a liar? The Bible says, let God be truth and all men a liar. And they're liars except when they're speaking the truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want you to do something for me. I want you to take your Bible, if you got one, and I want you to hold it up. Say, this Bible is the Word of God.
It is the way of life for me
and all of God's people. I am what this Word says I am.
I can do what this Word says I can do.
And the devil is a liar.
And I'm on fire.
Hallelujah. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The devil will try to keep you out of the blessings of God. Do you believe that? When Pastor asked me to minister a couple weeks ago, you know, and I told him I would. And I went home. I'm going to share this because you need to hear it.
Amen.
And I went home, and the devil began to bombard my mind, telling me all the reasons that I could not minister. You got cataract surgery coming up. You're not going to be able to see. All kind of things. And I'd even told the pastor, I said, Pastor, I don't know if I can minister that day or not because I'm having cataract surgery. And you know what I did? I did exactly what the devil wanted me to do. And he said, well, pick another day you want, you know. And I said, okay, I'll let you know. And I got home, and the Lord began to convict me of that. And I said, devil, you're a liar. I am a faith man.
Amen.
And I will be able to minister. God, if that's what you want me to do, I will be able to minister. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's not in my strength. I'm going in His. I don't have to worry about my strength because my strength is nothing compared to His. Hallelujah. So I come to church. I seen you Monday morning. You come through here or Tuesday morning. We was having a minister's meet. I said, Pastor Robert, I said, put me back down for that date. I said, because I'm a man of faith, I will minister. Hallelujah. So now I got that out of the way. The devil's a liar and he don't stop. He attacked my body and tried to get me. I couldn't even move yesterday hardly. I was in so much pain. And even last night and this morning I woke up and it's still a little bit. And I began to rebuke the devil because of what Pastor Jim said the other day. Because what God had given him at the beach to minister the thorn in the flesh like Paul had, which was buffeting spirits to try to keep him from doing what God wanted him to do. And I said, devil, you're a liar. You foul spirit of infirmity, I command you to go from me. And I'm going to tell you something. He didn't leave. He did not leave. I had to keep on rebuking him and casting him out and casting him down. He wasn't in me. He was just oppressing me with. And finally this morning when I got to go, started to get up, I had still a little bit of pain right there behind my shoulder. And I said, devil, you don't know me. I'm going to church and I'm going to minister the word.
You,
hallelujah. Right now, I got just a very little bit of pain and it's gone in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I hold fast my confession of faith.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. How many of you are ready for the word today?
Yes.
How many came expecting to receive from God?
Yes.
I mean, did you really come expecting to receive? Or did you just come and say, well, I'm going to go see what happens today?
And if that's the way you came and what your mindset is, you're going to go home empty. But if you came expecting to get in the presence of God and hear what God has to say to us today, then you're going to receive from the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you know just because we're born again, we're not perfect? Just because we've been saved for 50 years, we're not perfect. How many of you know we still mess up? How many of we know we still get weary in the battle? How many know we let our guard down sometimes? But how many of you know that God's plan is perfect and it's whole? And if we'll line our lives up with this word, bless God, we'll walk in victory every day of our lives. I didn't say we wouldn't have no battles. I said we'd walk in victory. Glory be to God. I want you to open your Bibles to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. If you don't know, that's right behind Acts. Hallelujah. Go ahead and laugh. Just go ahead and laugh. Get a good old laugh out. Hallelujah. If you don't think anything to laugh at, look up here and laugh at me. Hallelujah. I can take it. And a merry heart does good like a medicine, so you need to laugh worse than I need to be concerned about you laughing at me. Glory be to God. I tell people to laugh at me all the time. Why? Because I don't care. I know who I am. And I know what I look like. And I might not be the most beautiful person, but I'm right up there next to it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right. Hallelujah. Are you in Romans chapter 15? Are you there? Woo, hallelujah. Well, I'm not quite there yet, okay? Look at verse 29. And we're going to be talking about, how many of you know the Apostle Paul was a great man of God? Huh? He was a great man of God. And because of all the problems and the trials he went through was because of all the abundance of revelation that God gave him. And the devil didn't want him to get it out. The devil don't want you to get it out either. Listen to what he's saying here in verse 29. I get some glasses where I can see. My eyes are better now. I get blurry if I look up through these ones I usually wear. But now I can see better without them out here. And I got to try to find something where I just tweak it just a little bit. Hallelujah. And I am sure that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel of Christ. Woo, hallelujah. Now I had been praying and reading and praying in the Holy Ghost and reading and praying in the Holy Ghost and reading and praying in the Holy Ghost, trying to figure out, God, what do you want to do? And I went to bed one night, and this is honest God's truth, when I was struggling with this. And I went to bed one night, and I had done looked and seen a few things about the fullness of God, living a life of fullness. And I lay there, and as soon as I lay down, I was in the presence of the Lord. I just began to weep. Laying there in the bed and worshiping Him and weeping. And He showed me that this is what I need to minister on. He said, He took me back to the early church. He said they were full of the Spirit of God. They stayed full of the Holy Ghost. They were full of everything that God had. Miracles taking place. Signs and wonders taking place. Healings were manifested. And even people dropping dead for lying to the Holy Ghost. And God says, I want my people full. You can't do much on half empty. You can't do much on just a little bit in the glass. I want my people full. And He took me to that scripture. Paul says, I am sure that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessings of Christ. Why did he tell him that? Why did God give him that revelation? Because you cannot meet the needs of God's people if you're not full of the Holy Ghost, overflowing and getting God's people healed and set free. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all have to pardon me. Sometimes I get a little... My cup runs over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Spiritual fullness satisfies the deepest needs. Spiritual fullness does. Ephesians 5 and 18 says, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be you filled with the Spirit." Hallelujah. Spiritual fullness satisfies the deepest needs. And that's what the first thing we're looking at here is spiritual fullness. Hallelujah. John 4 and 14 says, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a river," or a well of water, "springing up to everlasting life." Glory be to God. Did you hear what he said? If you take a drink of this water, you're going to have a swallow going down, but you're going to have a river or a well of life springing up out of you. Hallelujah. The Word is what matters. The Word is what matters. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. John 7 and 38 says, "He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Yes. Hallelujah. Went from a well, went to a river. Glory be to God. You go over to Ezekiel and it talks about a flood coming in. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you don't get it by sitting around watching TV. Right. Woo, hallelujah. You got to spend time in the presence of God. Hallelujah. I pray more in the Holy Ghost than I pray in my English. Hallelujah. Donald Moore, he drilled that in me years ago when I was pastoring. Glory, hallelujah. You have to bear with me because it may be one of them days. Hallelujah. He said, you need to pray in the Spirit, but you need to pray in the Holy Ghost more than you ever thought about praying in the Spirit. Hallelujah. There's something that takes place when we pray in the Holy Ghost. We can't obtain in the natural English realm. Hallelujah. Because when we pray in the Holy Ghost, we're praying the perfect will of the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Let's go to John chapter 6 and verse 35. For sake of time, I printed out most of these scriptures, but a few of them I didn't. Hallelujah. Or added them later. John 6 and 35. Glory, hallelujah. "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth in me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that you also have seen me and believe not." He said, I'm the bread of life. Glory, hallelujah. I am the bread of life. Glory, hallelujah. If you take of this bread, you'll never hunger. And if you drink of me, you will never thirst. Fullness of spiritual fullness is what we're looking at in this part here. Hallelujah. So how many of you know that God wants us not just full in one area of our lives, but full running over in every area? Spiritually, mentally, physically, financially. Financially, I said financially. Yes, in every area of our life. Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. And then John 6 and 58, going over down there to verse 58. "This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat in the manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever." God wants us full. He just don't want you full of the water. He wants you to full of the life bread, get life-giving bread too. Hallelujah. Somebody say spiritual fullness. God wants us spiritually full. Overflowing, in other words. Now we're going to look at the fullness of God. Excuse me. Ephesians 3 and 19 says, "And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge." In other words, you know what he's saying there? He said, you can't even fathom how much I love you. You can't even fathom how much I love you. You can't even comprehend how much I love you. Glory be to God. Listen to that. "And to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God." Say all. Say, God don't want me part full. He don't want me half full. I bet you, if I was a betting man, I'd bet you a bottom dollar that every one of us thought was all right and satisfied with being half full before. See, that's not God's will for us. God wants us full and overflowing every day. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The fullness of God is the abundance of gifts that flow from God. How can you get those gifts flowing out of you if you're not full and running over? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The love of Christ is so great, it's beyond the human imagination. Colossians 2 and 9 says, "For in Him, Jesus Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead." For in Him, you know, how many of you, have you ever thought about it? A lot of people, I don't think, has ever realized this. Jesus is not just in you. The Father's in you and the Holy Spirit's in you. The fullness, you receive Jesus as your Savior. You receive the fullness of the Godhead into you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's awesome, isn't it? Woo, hallelujah. That is awesome. John 1 and 14 read. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. How about if I just follow the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. John 1 and 14 read. "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Full of grace and truth. How many of you ever need grace? We've needed grace before, but we still need grace. We will never get to a point that we don't need grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then look at fullness of wisdom. How many of you are pretty smart? How many of you think you're pretty smart? And there's a lot of people that's had a lot of schooling that are very smart. They ain't even begin to tap into the wisdom that God has. So I'd be better off if I just spent more time with Him and begin to learn to do what He does and live like He does. Hallelujah. That's fullness of wisdom. Fullness of wisdom. Glory, hallelujah. Colossians 1 and 19 says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled," say filled, "with all the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding." God, He'd want me just like Jesus, isn't He? He's wanting me to be just like Jesus. You know that's what the world, Lord's waiting for. You know that's why He put the gifts, the fivefold ministry gifts in the church. Amen. To edify, build up, and teach you and build you up till you come in the unity of the faith and the perfect image of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Amen. Or oh me, because this is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Excuse me just a minute. Hallelujah. Think about that. Won't you? You know, that's what God wants for you and us, me right now, down here on this earth. Little Jesus running around doing everything that He did. We're His hands. We're His feet. If anybody gets born again, somebody's got to go to Him and lead them to the Lord. Because He's not doing it now. He fulfilled His ministry. Now it's time for you and I to fulfill our ministry. He didn't give. He didn't place us in the ministry just so we could sit on the pew and get fat and sassy and think we know everything. Oh, man alive. Somebody told me one time, said, "You're bold." I said, "Well, that's the way God made me." I didn't always used to be that way. I was very timid. But when you spend time with God, He'll take that away from you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go to Colossians 1 and 9. I want this to sink into you. "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with all the knowledge," or with the knowledge "of His will and wisdom and spiritual understanding." Glory, hallelujah. It makes me want to shout. You ought to shout too. That's what He wants for you. Glory, hallelujah. In other words, God's wanting you to, me and you, to act just like Jesus did and like He does. Glory be to God. He's already done everything He's going to do. If anybody gets healed, you're going to have to lay hands on them. I'm going to have to lay hands, or somebody else that believes the Word of God, stands on the Word. But just believing the Word is not enough. Let me be clear here. You got to mix faith with that Word. The Bible says the Word that we preached did not profit them because it wasn't mixed with faith. And I'll tell you something else. If you're not full of the Holy Ghost, that you'll go and take on the devil and put him on the run, it may not happen exactly like you want it to when you lay hands on someone. I want to share this with you. This is very important. When I first got turned on to the Word of Faith message, I come out of a Baptist church. Bunch of heathens in there. They get people born in. I went to church there. I can talk about them. I was part of them. Hallelujah. They would teach everything they could think of and get to on on getting saved and baptized. Never once taught you how to live. Never once taught. Every Sunday it was get saved, get saved, get saved. A lot of people got saved last week, went out, got drunk, and come back in and got saved this Sunday. So all they thought about is getting saved, getting saved. And the Lord, when I got turned on, got back, born again and turned on to the Word, began to study the Word, the Lord showed me where the church is failing miserably because they don't teach people how to live right. This book is the way of life for you and I. God sent this Word inspired by the holy men of old, as they were inspired by the Holy Ghost to write this Word, so you and I can live in victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I got to remember not to rub my eye. I can just pat it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I can see good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't it? You know what? It ain't because of the doctor, but it's because of what part of what the doctor did, but it's because of God. I believe God. He's my healer. Amen. Hallelujah. Because my faith may not be exactly where it needs to be sometimes. I may have a little bit of help, but I'm on my way. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Can't you see with them? Can't see without. I mean, the little reading, writing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. But of Him, we're still looking at fullness of wisdom. But of Him are you in Christ Jesus. Of who? Are you in Christ Jesus? But of Him, of God, are you in Christ Jesus? Who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption, praise God. We have a weekly Bible study or a little old fellowship with the ministers. Pastor Jim goes, and I do, and several others. And man, and we get in there, and we're looking, I'm teaching on the names of God, the characters of God. And man, we're having a time, aren't we, Pastor? See, I've heard people say before, I'm saved, but I'm not sanctified. And if you don't know no better, then, hey man, that's fine. But we get to looking. Jesus sanctified me. He is my sanctification. Hallelujah. What you don't know, I tell people all the time, what you don't know can kill you. What you don't know can hurt you. I'm going to go a step further and let you know something right now. If you're not reading and studying the Word, then you can't believe and have faith but to the degree that you know the Word. You can't believe God for something that you don't understand or know about. How can you have faith on it? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So if you don't get in there and find the knowledge, get the knowledge of it, how are you going to believe God for it? Woo, hallelujah, getting quiet in this Holy Ghost filled church. Glory be to God. I've always wanted to say that when I see people preaching years ago. I'm cutting up with y'all now. Hallelujah. But it's good to laugh in church. But there's a lot of truth in what I just said. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Christ Jesus. As God has made Christ Jesus wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption to me. How many of you like wisdom? Raise your hand if you like to have wisdom. If you don't want to be wisdom and sit over there in the corner and act dumb, that's your privilege. Hallelujah. If you want wisdom, the easiest way to get it and the only way that I can see to get it, the wisdom, then you can get knowledge, and wisdom is different. If you want wisdom, then you're going to have to hunger and thirst and go after God. That's what He says, right? Christ Jesus has made unto me wisdom. If I want wisdom, then I got to seek Jesus. I got to read about Jesus. I got to spend time talking to Jesus. I got to give all of my problems to Jesus. Hallelujah. I got to repent because you said this morning, I asked if anybody had a word to say. And I just sat there and didn't. I said, maybe I'll bring it up when I minister. But the Lord said to me, and whoever this is for, it could be for a lot more. And it could even be for me too. You know what I'm saying? He said, don't fear. Don't worry. Don't fear, because fear has torment. It'll torment you in your life. If you have any fear, if you let fear in. But if you got faith and you're working and you're reading the Word of God and you got faith, faith dispels fear. Just like light dispels darkness. Hallelujah. You said at the right time it's on the record, somebody else is going to hear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's awesome. Amen. The glory of God, the presence of God is strong in this place today. He's here. Hallelujah. He is here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The healer is in the house if you need healing. The healer is in the house if you need healing. You know why He's in the house? Because He came with us when we came. Hallelujah. He is here, but He's also wanting to manifest Himself to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. There's one page down. I got 12 more. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm going to tell you something. You may not believe this, but you'll remember more about this service because you're laughing, having a good time than you would if you would.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God has got a sense of humor. Did you know that? If you don't believe it, look in the mirror and see. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So now we're going to look at the fullness of Christ. John 1 and 16 says, "And of His fullness have we received." And of His fullness have we received. You know what? Everything that you need, God has already provided it. Through the atonement. It's already yours. It's already mine. It's already been provided for you and I. And we don't have to go down and get down on our knees and crawl around on the floor and scream and holler and cry like a baby trying to get God to give us something. He freely gives us. He said it's His good pleasure to even give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. It's His good pleasure. In other words, He takes pleasure in meeting your needs and giving you what you need. Glory, hallelujah. And of His fullness have we received, and grace for grace. That means grace piled upon grace. Woo, hallelujah. Glory be to God. In Moses' day, the people received grace, but they needed more grace. Glory, hallelujah. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23 says, "And hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church." But I marked that church out. You need to take that and just underline that word church in your Bible and put right down below it, me. Don't put Lewis, put your name down there. Well, you can put my name down there if you want to. But it says, "And God hath put all things under His feet, gave Him to be the head over all things in the church or in me, because I am the temple."
That's right.
I'm the temple. You're the temple. We are the church. This building's not the church. We are the church, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. We are His body. Glory, hallelujah. Ephesians 4 and 13. "Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man." How many, did you hear that? Perfect. Are you perfect? Are you perfect? That's the only way you are. Are you righteous? Only in Christ. Hallelujah. But the more we know and the more we understand, the closer and closer we get to being in the image of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's exciting, isn't it? The final goal is maturity, truth, and love. Glory be to God. Colossians 1 and 19 says, "For it pleased the Father that in Him should all the fullness of the Godhead dwell." Woo, hallelujah. Paul used the term fullness to refer to a complete endowment of God. Christ is the only intercessor for man. He fully embodies all of God's nature. Only Jesus can truly intercess for you and I. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Go to Colossians 2 and let's read 9 and 10. Glory, hallelujah. Colossians 2. If you get there, shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I wasn't slow that time, was I? I was pretty close, wasn't I? Hallelujah. Colossians 2, 9 and 10. "For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, which is the head of all the principalities and power."
Thank you, Jesus.
You're over. You're the head of all principalities and power. Glory be to God, because you're in Him. I don't go in my own power and my own strength. I go in the power and the strength of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus, you're so good to me. This is what the Lord's been bringing up in me, and it's been for the past while. Just one day, it just kind of started flowing out of me. Jesus, you're so good to me. You died on the cross, and you set me free. Jesus, you're so good to me. And I catch myself walking through the house and just doing saying that stuff like that all the time. Pastor thinks I'm going crazy most of the time. She don't say nothing because she knows I'm a peculiar person. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. John 15:11 says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be full." Have you got joy today? Have you got just a little bit from us getting you to laugh a little bit? If you need more joy, then go to the place where you can get it. Jesus has got all the joy you'll ever need. Amen. Hallelujah. He's got everything you need. Everything that you need is in Him. Woo, glory, hallelujah. That excites me. You know what? I don't have to get in my car and drive 100 miles to get to Him and start talking to Him. He told me that He would never leave me nor forsake me. So that I can boldly say, "The Lord is my helper. What shall I fear? What man do to me?" Old saying, sometimes they can kill you, but they can't eat you. Some places they can eat you, but they don't make no difference. Because they can't eat that spirit, and they can't stop that spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you know, the real you is that spirit anyway. This old earth suit don't mean nothing. I mean, we got to take care of it now. But it's going to go back to dust from where it came. And the spirit's the real you anyway. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 16:11 says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life, and thy presence is joy, fullness of joy, and at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore." If I spend time with Him, hallelujah, listen to that. "Thou wilt show me the path of life." How many of you know which way to go? How many of you know what you're going to have some decisions you've got to make in your life and your future? You better not go to just anybody. But I express that you should go to the one really who knows. The one that has all the wisdom, all the understanding, all the righteousness. The one that's more concerned about your life than you are yourself. Ooh, hallelujah. That's from the Holy Ghost right there. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Now we're going to look at the overflowing cup. Now, I don't know how you feel about the overflowing cup, but I think the cup can overflow in different ways. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God wants you full is what we're looking at. How many of you begin to get a little glimpse of God wants you full? Spiritual, and I'm talking about every day of our lives. Glory, hallelujah. Psalms 23:5 says, "There preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." Where's he feeding you at? "There preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth over." He wants you full. To overflow. To overflowing in every area of your life. Matthew 26:42. "He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, If this cup may not pass from me except I drink it, thy will be done. That cup was overflowing with Jesus. It was a hard thing that he was having to do. He said, nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. And he gets up and he goes. And he goes to that cross willingly. Didn't nobody put him there. If he did not want to go, he would not have went. But because he loved you and me so much, he would rather give his life. You know what the dread was so much for? He didn't mind the part of giving his life up so much as the part of being separated from his Father. But he did that just for you and me. If I'd have been the only person on the earth, when that day came, he'd have went to that cross just for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And to think that we don't spend near the time we need to with him and him loving us that much. I'm speaking for myself too. I didn't say you, I said we. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Acts 2 and 4, and when they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. He wants you filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I dare say that if we would really spend time with God and if we would get our lives straightened out, and I'm not saying you're in a mess. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't really believe that none of us is as close as we should be. Or near as close as God wants us, because he wants us so close that we have no need of nothing. Everything's already taken care of, and we're walking in that abundance. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 16 and 5 says, the Lord is my portion. Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. Glory, hallelujah. He maintains it. Who maintains it? Who keeps that thing full? Me, as I spend time with him, or he keeps it full. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Man, I lost about 7 pages. No, I'm just kidding. Hallelujah. I bet some of y'all were saying, oh, Lord. No, I'm cutting up again. Look at someone and say, boy, he don't know what he's doing, does he? No, but God does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to show you something here. Fullness of the blessings. Malachi 3:10 says, bring ye all the tithes to the storehouse, so that there will be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings, there is not room to receive. If I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings, there is not room to receive. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse. How many of you know God wants you full running over in your finances? Amen. Fullness of blessings and financially. He wants you that way. That's why he put the principles in the Word of God. Did you know that? What does Luke say? Luke 6:38. Given it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Will he cause men to give in your bosom? People got to learn to hang and catch on to that, because God's not going to give you any money. He don't have no money to give you. If he gave you money, it would be counterfeit. He uses men or mankind to give into your bosom. When you give your tithes and offerings into the storehouse, And a lot of people don't even know why God's saying bring your tithes and offerings into the storehouse. And he plainly tells you, so there'll be meat in my house, so the meat of the word can go forth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'll give you a blessing. There's not room enough to receive it. I dare say there's not many of us in here that has that kind of blessing in our finances. That we have more than we ever will ever need. But we got to keep giving in faith, believing. That's it. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 5 and 6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. If you're not hungry and thirsting after righteousness, guess what? You're not going to get filled. I'm telling it like it is. Hey, I'm preaching to myself too, probably more than y'all. I'm just giving what the Lord has given me. Pastor Jim tell you this. When you preach a message, if it don't minister to you, it won't minister to the people. Will it, Pastor? We got to be ready to receive from the Lord ourselves. Glory, hallelujah. Acts 2 and 4 says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Again, fullness of the Holy Ghost overflowing. Glory be to God. Acts 4 and 8 says, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers and people of elders of Israel. And he's talking about when Peter got full of the Holy Ghost, began to preach, and 3,000 got born again. Man, I'd like for 3,000 to come in here and let us preach to them and get them born again, wouldn't you? It'd take all of us preaching, though. We would need some help, wouldn't we? Glory be to God. Yeah, because we couldn't get 3,000 in this room. We'd have to scatter them out and get different people to preach to them. Hallelujah. But you do what you got to do. Acts 4 and 31 says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken when they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. You want boldness? Get full of the Holy Ghost. You want boldness? Get full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He'll change you for the better. I'm serious. Now I want you, we're going to look at someone right here. And Acts 6 and 8 says, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. That's Acts chapter 6 and 8. And then Romans 8, 26 and 27 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27 says, he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what's in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to his will. Fullness again. Now we're looking at Stephen here. How many of you know about Stephen? He was a mighty man of faith, wasn't he? He began to preach and they didn't like what they heard, and they got so mad they took him, run him out of town, drug him out of town, and stoned him. And he was preaching to them while they were stoning him. And I'm going to show you what the Holy Ghost, being full of the Holy Ghost, will do. And Peter said, I see the heavens open. I see the Father God, and I see Jesus standing at the right hand. Now the Bible tells you that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. But when Stephen was being stoned, he said, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father, looking down there, and he said, that's my boy, that's a faith man. Hallelujah. And Stephen says, Father, don't lay this sin to their charge. The same words Jesus said. You want to be like Jesus? And when persecution comes, you want to say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And he said, receive my spirit unto you. And he died. You want to be Christ-like? That's Christ-like. He laid his life down for the world, Jesus did. You and I need to lay our lives down for the world and get up and be the servant that Jesus wants us to be. Hallelujah. If we'll begin to be the servant that God wants us to be, what we want won't matter. Hallelujah. What we want won't matter because God will take care of every need you'll ever have. If you'll only do what he tells you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Now, a while ago, I had you to hold that Bible up and say, I am everything this word says I am. I can do everything this word says I can do. Now, you need to begin to talk, speak to yourself. Speak aloud what that word says about you. Hallelujah. Luke 4:18 says, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. With the same mission and purpose and power, Lord Jesus, Father God, that you sent Jesus into the world, he now sends me full of the Spirit of God, the power of God, and the name of Jesus to destroy the works of the devil. Nothing is impossible to me because I believe. I do have mountain-moving faith which works by love. Therefore, what I say does come to pass in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's who I am. Hallelujah. That's who I am. When I first got turned on to the Word of Faith message and laying hands on people, there's a fear that began to grip me. And I would not lay hands on anyone. And I got a friend of mine that's a Rhema graduate. We weren't friends then because I didn't even know him then, but he started coming to church with me. And he had been to Rhema and all, and, you know, and he worked with me some. We worked together on jobs. And we were talking one day, and we would listen to Pastor Jim on the radio all day long or whatever time he was on TV, on radio, and other ministers that would come on, faith ministers, not this other stuff to teach you how to die. Hallelujah. And I told him, he got to talking about laying on of hands, and I said, man, I know that's what the word says. But man, I'm scared if I lay hands on somebody and pray for them, they don't get healed and people make fun of me. He said, you're not the one that heals them. God's the one that heals them. You need to be the obedient servant that God has called you to be. My life changed that day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Do people get healed every time you lay hands on them? No, they don't, but I have had people get healed. Hallelujah. When I was going over here before I started pastoring Abundant Life Faith Church, it was a living word. Larry Irvin was pastor there. And I was a lay person there and minister of helps and all. I'm going to share this with you because I want you to understand God knows where you're at. And he will send somebody through your path if you're asking him, wanting him to. There's an older lady that was there, and she was running the sound at the service one day. Her name was Helen Tracy. Here in Concord, you might know her. Russ and Helen Tracy. Yeah. And they were there. She was running the sound for them at the back of the sanctuary while they were practicing the choir. And I walked by as I was doing my duties. And she said, Lewis, I said, what? She said, I need you to pray for my eyes. I can't see hardly. And she was running the soundboard and all. I said, well, let's just pray now. She said, I can't, because I got to keep my eyes up there on them. And it just rose up in my spirit. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. The Bible says watch and pray. You watch and I'll pray. And she testified in church the next Sunday. God totally healed her eyes. Hallelujah. She said, when he said that, when he said, you look, you watch and I'll pray, she said that went all through me. Hallelujah. So don't ever think that God can't use you. Because if he can use me, I guarantee you he can use you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I hope the Lord ministered. I know he ministered to you. Because I got ministered to myself. And I thank you for the opportunity to come and minister word to you. Hallelujah. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that as we leave this place, Lord God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, no one will ever be the same from this day forward in this place. In Jesus' name, amen.